A group of citizens concerned about the demolition of Wilmington's historic buildings founded the Historic Wilmington Foundation in 1966. No one ran the organization longer than George Edwards.
I've had a great time. I mean, it's been an incredible 32 years in this profession with no regrets at all. And of those 32 years, the almost 13 years here have been, I think, the most fun and the most both challenging and rewarding, and I say those in a very both in positive vein.
In a news release, the foundation's board of trustees all praised Edwards for his work and dedication to the foundation and the historic preservation movement in Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear region. They said Edwards has been the face of the organization and will be missed.
I couldn't have asked for a better spot to come to when I made the decision to accept the position back in the late August, 1st of September of 2004. It's a very supportive community, and I mean that from our members and our corporate underwriters, government. We have disagreements about direction, and we advocate, and we sometimes carry the day, and sometimes we lose the discussion. But I think overall, it's been a wonderful 13 years here. And
Edwards moved to Wilmington from Richmond, Virginia in 2004. Prior to coming here, he worked for local and statewide nonprofit preservation organizations and spent 7 years in the Main Street downtown redevelopment field. For Edwards, the timing is right.
It's a good time for me to step aside and let somebody else come into the foundation. I hope, I believe that we've built the organization to the strongest point that perhaps it's ever been in.
When you look back at the 13 or 14 years here, anything jump out as one of your proudest moments or strongest accomplishments?
Well, I think we've done several things, if I can be allowed to say several things. I mean, I think the regeneration of our salvage operation 2 years ago with great assist from Dolores Williams, our manager out there, and then the incredible success that we've been able to have is great. It's a mission-driven activity, but it's also a wonderful environmental response because we're keeping material out of the landfill and we're recycling it.
Edwards says he is also thrilled about the foundation's educational initiatives.
I am extraordinarily proud, and I tell the funny stories about the Tar Heels all the time, our Tar Heels Go Walking partnership with the public schools. There's so many little stories about kids reinforcing with me why that's so important when they make comments about how great the experience was. History rocks. We've been able to help lead over 22,000 third grade children on a walking tour of downtown, and we introduce them to history, architecture, historic preservation, public art. I think our advocacy has been good. I'm proud of what we've been able to stand up for and the victories that we've been able to achieve with selling preservation across the community. Our Threatened Places program has educated people. So,
but retiring doesn't mean Edwards won't still be working.
Using a sports analogy, I still feel like I can hit for power and average and catch the fly ball in the outfield, so I feel like I can still do a good job, and I feel like I could do that someplace else, too, not as a full-time person anymore.
His last day as executive director of Historic Wilmington Foundation is in mid-December. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.